Hey Raw fans, it's Enid Nolasco, and I have a huge disclaimer before we start this episode. So back in March 2019, we had an amazing live show in partnership with the World Erotic Art Museum in South Beach, Miami. The theme was sex, and it was our first ever sold-out show. In fact, it was so sold out, people were scalping tickets. No fucking joke. That night, we heard from five Floridians sharing their tales about sex, and it was such an incredible and diverse show. The stories covered such a wide range on the theme of sex. So, unfortunately, the audio from that mic did not record, and all we have is a backup from my handheld recorder that was sitting among the crowd. We were able to salvage two stories, but the audio is still not ideal. It's not the quality of our usual stories. However, these stories are so good and so funny, we wanted to share them with you. Believe me, it's worth pushing through the audio, and we hope to one day record the other three stories, and maybe even these two, directly to podcast and share them in a future episode. But for now, enjoy these two hilarious stories. Okay, on with the show. Welcome back to Raw Storytelling. First of all, I want to thank everyone who has been sending in their pitches, their story pitches. If you want to be part of the show, go to rawstorytelling.org and click the Share Your Story button at the top and send in your story pitch to be featured on the podcast. Or if you'd rather share anonymously, you can click the Secrets button on our website, rawstorytelling.org, or call our hotline, 786-361-6112. Also on the site, you can find some storytelling tips, featured stories, and swag like cool shirts, stickers, and our poetry book, Grammatical Siblings. You can also keep us going since we aren't able to do live shows right now, and we might not be able to do them until next year. So we welcome your donations to keep Raw alive. Go to rawstorytelling.org/donate. And every dollar helps. If you can't give a dollar, that's totally fine. I totally get it. But please rate and review us on your favorite podcast app or tell a friend to subscribe. Every little bit helps. Keep us going. Our first story is by Tommy Strangey, who is also known as the drag queen Shelly Novak. The queen is a local hero and the winner of Miami New Times Best Drag Queen in 2003 and 2006. Check out their podcast, Shut Up and Listen with Shelly Novak and Friends.
Thank you so much, Enid. Thank you, everybody here at the World Erotic Art Museum. Tonight, these stories have been so inspiring, so inspirational, so uplifting. We're gonna put a fucking stop to that right now. How do I begin this story? I'm gonna have to take you back in time to the 90s. I was working the door of a club called Crowbar.
Oh yeah.
And back then, ecstasy used to be like a big, thick, like horse tablet with a little Smurf on it, and everybody was doing it, and everybody was just sexually active because, like, yeah, people were doing things they wouldn't, you know, do it if they weren't on ecstasy. Anyways, I'm at the door, full drag, and I look and I see. Okay, to give a little background on it, pornography back in the 90s was on big VHS cassettes, and there were certain studios for gay porn stars where they would work at, and there was a studio called Falcon Studios. Now, Falcon Studios had a type of guy that, to work for them, you had to look like a Tom of Finland type character. And so I, out of the corner of my eye, see coming into the club with all these girls, you know, they call them gay for pay, these guys. I see this guy, I'm going to call him Rico, because he's married now with three kids. But I see him and I go, that's my favorite porn star. That is fill in the blank from Falcon Studios. That's my favorite porn star. I don't believe he's in my nightclub. Oh my God, so I go up and I'm like, hey, listen, what's up? I know, you know, So anyways, we end up hooking up. And I'm like, I'm hooking up with my favorite porn star. It's kind of like if you're heterosexual and you meet Emma, look at me. I'm like Frank Reynolds on It's Sunny in Philadelphia. I'm like Danny DeVito. I'm hooking up with like, this is like the hetero equivalent to Pamela Anderson. 6'2", not a hair on his body, that beautiful olive skin, green eyes, Greek, big monster, like maybe a couple cycles of steroids because you know that was fashionable back in the 90s. This kid was like a statue, and I'm like, I can't believe I'm hooking up with this kid. Now, the reason why he was called Muppet Rico was because my friends had nicknamed him that after our first date. There was another kid with the same name, Rico, that they called Dolphin Rico. There was Dolphin Rico and Muppet Rico. Dolphin Rico is because when he would come, he would make these noises like a dolphin. You knew he was ready to come because he would be like, what is your smugglers in the cove flipper? Did Sandy fall off the boat flipper? What's going on? So my first date with Muppet Rico, okay, we're fooling around and this kid, God bless him, for someone who's supposed to be straight, and this is, nothing is satisfying him. I'm putting things up his ass. I'm a very vanilla person. I don't own dildos. I'm looking around the house. Will this bottle of dry ideas deodorant work? Will this bottle of Pierre Cardin cologne work? I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it. And then finally I say to myself, and I got little small hands like a carny. So I say to myself, you know what? I think I'm going to give it a shot. It seems to be working for him. So anyways, that's how he got the nickname Muppet Rico. So, I say after this date, I say, this porn star's insane, this ecstasy, this is not the life for me. I feel like Mimi Rogers in the movie The Rapture, and I feel this, like, this hole that I've, this, you know, Greek god-sized hole that I'm trying to fill. So I'm like, I don't think I can see you again, Rico. I go, I just don't think so. About 2 weeks later, I'm a firm believer in second chances. So we go out again and we hook up again, and we get back to the house. Now I'm 52 now. Back then I was 30, so I put up with a lot. So we fool around, and you know, I'm a normal human being, you know, and I like a little tequila, I smoke a little weed, I live through Studio 54, I'm no angel, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
So we did it, and you know, like a normal average person, I was done in about 6 minutes, and you know, went, made a sandwich, came back, did it again, you know, and he's like, I'm almost there, he ran through all the lube in the house. But I'm a generous lover, so I'm like, don't worry, Angel. Here, take this. He grabs my, for me, expensive, my Garnier shampoo. Uses the whole bottle. I'm almost there. So I'm like, then I turn around for a second. He's got my $80 Kiehl's moisturizer, the whole bottle on his dick. I'm almost there. All the shampoo, all the lube, all my Kiehl's. We're running out of things for him to jerk off with. And I'm realizing now, as a 52-year-old, he was probably on some kind of speed. Because he just couldn't come. So finally, I'm like, listen, dude. I go, I'm going to walk the dog. I threw a stick of butter at him. I said, I'm going to go walk the dog. You got 10 minutes to get off. All right? Take the butter. Jerk off, I'm walking the dog, I'll be back in 10 minutes. So, I'm walking the dog, and I'm thinking to myself, this is it. Never dated Rico again. This kid, he's gotta be on dope. It's like Mr. Hand in the Fast Times at Ridgemont High. He's gotta be on dope. So I'm walking up the stairs, my dog's all excited, and I'm walking up the stairs, and all I can smell is wishbone Italian dressing. And I'm saying to myself as I'm putting the key in the lock, did this motherfucker choose to jerk off with wishbone Italian dressing? So I open the door and I got my dog on, my dog Rocky 2, the sequel's on the chain. He's looking, And there's beautiful with this Greek god. I mean, I don't know what happened to this fucking kid in his childhood. But there he is on my white leather mid-century modern chair. And you know what he decided to jerk off? To his own porn, mind you, sir. Pace picante salsa. Medium. And he's jerking off with pace picante salsa. And he's saying to me, I'm almost there, I'm almost there. I'm like, yeah, party's over. Party is over. And my dog, I'm pulling, my dog thinks it's a burrito. This big uncut dick covered in salsa waving. And he's like, I'm almost there, I'm almost there. You're not almost there, don't touch anything, get in the shower. That's it, get out. For weeks later, I was finding cilantro fingerprints on the curtains. And I loved salsa. I used to love salsa. I used to love it. So that was that. I go, this is insane. So I'm literally, he leaves, I'm wiping salsa off the white leather chair, and I'm thinking to myself, is this what my life has come to? I gotta get out of nightclubs. You know what I mean? I gotta go meet someone. I gotta go to church. So, okay, flash forward. That fucking devil Facebook, which I'm not even on. People are like, oh, your career. I'm like, if they're not on Instagram, I don't want to work with them. Facebook is invented. And all of a sudden, I see, ding, Rico wants to be your friend. 20 years later, I say to myself, well, this motherfucker, if he was on speed and 20 years ago, I'm going to click on him. He's going to look like Tales from the Crypt, right? I click. He looks better than ever. That motherfucker, I don't know what he did. His teeth are even beautiful. I don't know, maybe not. I say to myself, you know what? It's been 20 years. Why don't I just give it another shot? I know. There's something wrong with me. I say to myself, and I'm a terrible person. He doesn't tell me he's married with kids. Oh. Yeah. So he comes to the house, and he comes over to the house, right? And this is the funny part. At this point, I got a new dog who, unlike Rocky II, his name's Charlie Sheen, and he doesn't put up with Charlie Sheen. This dog, he can tell Luke if you got a gun on you. It's weird. He just knows things. So when he saw this kid, the kid's energy, the dog was like, rrr. So Muppet Rico comes in and he starts walking around the apartment doing one of these. And I'm like, what are you doing, bro? He's like, looking for cameras. And I'm like, and I'm thinking to myself, 20 years later, this kid's like, his brain's like a toaster in the bathtub. I'm like, I'm eating canned spaghetti. You think I got the house wired like Sharon Stone and Sliver? What do you think? I got little cameras and nanny cams? So then I said, all right, okay. So then, I'm like, ready to say, this isn't going to work. Next thing you know, he takes this giant mirror off the wall, puts it on the bed, and then gets naked and gets like a little pony in front of the mirror. Like that. And this is where my dog, Charlie Sheen, just wasn't having that. Right? So Charlie Sheen almost like, bites the kid's dick off. And he's like a little pony. So I was just like, this is it. And I go, this is it. We can't do this ever again. And then and I'm glad nothing happened because, as I said, he's married with kids. He tells me afterwards, well, you know, don't say nothing because I have a wife. And I'm like, I wish I had cameras in the house now. But the moral of the story, and it's like the old song, don't wish too hard for what you want, because then you might get it. And then when you get it, you might wish you never got it at all. And I do wish him the best. And stay in school. Don't feed your dog's chocolate. I don't know. Like this guy says, you know, there's more to life. There's more to life than jerking off with salsa. And the saddest thing is we finally did lose contact because he moved away to New York City.
Young man, oh mama, he turned to me and said, won't you be mine, 7, 8, 9, won't you be mine, be. He told me my smile was so divine. Won't you be mine? 7, 8, 9. Won't you be mine?
Ready to do the thing, and then you're like, okay, can they eat it? Can they fuck? Right?
Yeah.
Or can they fuck any? This is like, right? Tabasco shirt knows. So it is definitely an act of God that you find someone who can eat it and fuck. You gotta kiss a few frogs along the way, and that's okay. That's okay. It's all worth it. It's worth it. But sometimes you're the one that messes it up, right? You can mess it up. You can be a great, if you want to find somebody who has these three C's, right? You got chemistry, they have their own career, their own cash, you don't have to support them. And the cock is amazing. Right? Cock / cunnilingus, right, lady? Right? She's like, praise Jesus. let's be real, right? We're real. This is raw. Enid wanted it raw. I was like, okay, I'll bring it raw. you want to find someone who can eat it and fucking good. But sometimes you're the one that messes it up. Like this one time I was with this guy I called the Dubai guy. We had great chemistry. He had his own career in the Air Force. It was wonderful. And the chemistry in the bedroom was amazing. However, there was this one time he went down on me and he decided, you know, we had this talk before and he was going to enter anal play. So I was like, okay, we're going to go there. All right, cool. Yes, yes, yes. Good, we're good. We're good. We're good. It's a go. Okay, enter the finger. Anybody been there? You don't have to show your hand. It's okay. It's okay. I feel it, right? Okay, so there you have it. We're at it. I'm like, okay, I'm open. This is interesting. This is cool. Let's experiment. Okay, let's go. And then he took it out. And I was like, okay. What the hell was that really about? I was like, okay, whatever, but let's keep it moving. So then he decided he was going to take a moment to lick around my asshole. And I mean, if your finger was in there right before, like, there is zero tension, right? So I completely farted in his mouth. I was completely mortified. I was ready to get up and get the hell out of there, and I was so ready to, except I was already chained to the bed. Yeah. Okay, so then moving right along to the Corolla boy. We were actually getting it on in the backseat of his mother's Corolla. Yes. I'm going to be 44 this year. This was a little while back, like 6-7 years ago. So the Corolla boy, we're in the backseat of his mother's Corolla, and he keeps like grazing my clit with his teeth. And I'm like, this is my angel voice. And I'm like, okay, you need to stop. You need to stop. You need to make it stop. So like 5 or 6 times the teeth, and I was like, you know what? You're either gonna stop all together or you're gonna stop altogether. Like, I'm done. I'm done. And he fucking thought it was a good idea to bite my clit. Yes, she's still there. The Taurus is still with us.
The Taurus.
She's good, she functions. She's awesome. Best friend, we're tight. So, that ended that. I kicked him somewhere in his left clavicle and got the hat. Then there's this guy called Superman. I'm looking to make sure he's not here. So, Superman thought he had a Jolly Rancher drink. Does anybody know this Jolly Rancher drink? Specifically, a green sour apple Jolly Rancher. Okay. Anyone? I don't know what the fuck this is. Anyway, he thought he had a trick. I was like, okay, I'm open. Let's try this Jolly Rancher out. And so he pops two in his mouth, goes down on me, and I'm like, this is like hard and cornery. Like, I'm confused. My mind is off somewhere else. I'm totally not thinking about what he's doing at all. It's not feeling good. I'm like, you know when the mind wanders, you know when you're getting in your head. And you're like,
they
put the laundry in the dryer. Alright, well hopefully we've never been there, and hopefully if we have, we never will. However, so, Superman, Jolly Ranchers, I said no. I couldn't think of anything, but, you know, I'm probably going to get a UTI. Women, seriously, I'm a vagina nurse, I deliver babies, so I know the vagina very well. So, UTI or yeast infection, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's all that shit down there, so I was like, you know what, stop, I'm not trying to get diabetes in my home. Anyway, so fast forward 6 years, because I was done and over with, right? Like, time to just call it quits. I was getting over a relationship that was long overdue to break up, and I was like, you know what, let me just get really spiritual, let me, like, go into myself. You know, I went through a bunch of ayahuasca journeys, I was like, let's go there. All right, let's deal with all the shit. Take a year off, no dating, no apps, no nothing. It was beautiful. And I peeled away the layers and I realized, you know what, sex is a really sacred thing. And it's fucking awesome when it's good and they can eat and they can fuck. But when you can connect, it's like that much more amazing. So, thank you. So yeah, I met a guy through a guy who was kind of fucking. I'm really spiritual now. It's not gonna happen. No more DTFs, right? No more DTFs. Some days you have to just cut it off. And then, so I met this guy, and I was like, he's really sweet, but I don't know if he's got it in him. Sweet as hell. Like, oh my God, the best. Amazing chemistry, amazing career. He's super passionate about his job and education. And, great chemistry. But then there's that thing that's always looming, like, okay, can we complete a deal? Please, God, please. If that works out, I mean, it's a go, right?
Yeah.
But what if he can only eat and he can't fuck? Or what if he can fuck but he can't eat? So, it came upon the day to find out. We got to know each other a little bit. It came to, let's have dinner at your place. I don't even know what we ate. Dinner went quick. We moved into the bedroom. The music was playing. The candles were all lit. It was like so cute. What the hell are you doing to me? How cute could you be? Like, I can't even, like, you're so cute. Anyway. So he, like a boss, didn't see it. Didn't see it at all.
Yeah,
bed me over in the bed. Put my knees up on the bed, face down, ass up. You don't have it? I didn't see it coming, pun intended. But I was like, okay, this is cool. And what happened next, I didn't expect. He totally just kept going and going and going and going. And I was like, what the hell is happening? And that day, like all the sun and the moon and the planets and all the stars were aligned. But it was so fucking amazing. So, okay. The head department, we're good. The grand finale, even better. Before you knew it, I thought I was done. And I've never been satisfied with oral, thinking, oh, okay, yeah, that was good. I can fall asleep now and that's it. You know? We're always on vacation, right? No, maybe not some. Some of us know, but some of us, yes. And so, I was like, oh my God, this is so good. Sorry, I'm reminiscing. And then I got the dick. And the dick was like, what? I came, he came, we came together. That sun and that moon. And all the stars. It was so awesome. So that day, as we were laying there in a sweaty heap and completely and utterly satisfied with each other, I gave him the crown for king of head. That shit was on fire. Fire Tabasco, you know. Tabasco, no. And you also won my heart.
Just heard from Stacey Bryant, and she also has a story on episode 7 themed Breaking the Rules. It is an amazing story that you must listen to. It is also about the theme sex, because she is a huge advocate for sex positivity. So make sure to go back and listen to episode 7. And yeah, that's Stacey. I love her so much. That's it for this episode. I want to thank the World Erotic Art Museum again for inviting us to host our live show in their really, really cool museum. We cannot wait to do it again. And we will do it again once we can be in community again, which will happen. Meanwhile, follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Raw Storytelling for the latest news, because things are changing every day around here. This episode was sponsored by Raw Made, a branding and design studio that believes everyone should have a brand they are proud to call their own. Learn more at therawmade.com. It would be so helpful if you left us a review and a 5-star rating. Every little bit helps. And if you have any questions or comments about our podcast or show, email me at enid@rawstorytelling.org. And again, if you want to help Raw Storytelling stay alive, you can donate at rawstorytelling.org/donate. The music you heard in this episode is by Singing Forest and Ava Luna. Until next time, keep it raw.